The final teams in the Yukon Quest continue to make their way into Whitehorse, but there are still two at Pelly Crossing, more than 250 trail miles from the finish line. After Chukotka musher Michael Telpin's GPS location device stopped working Tuesday, Quest officials sent a snow machine team to find him on the trail. They located him at the Stepping Stone hospitality stop this afternoon. Officials say he and his team were in good spirits. They have decided to allow the Russian rookie to continue his race. Sue Thomas is the executive director of the Yukon Quest in Whitehorse.
It is a race marshal decision. Both Marcel and Michael are aware that the services and the checkpoints will be closed as they go through, that we can't guarantee there will be people there. We are trying to get times on each of them as they go through, and the communities are trying to greet them as they go through. Their handlers will be there to help them with their food and their straw, so they have support on the trail, and they can arrive on their own time into Whitehorse.
Michael Telpin is a renowned musher in Russia. However, he runs dogs mainly along the coastline and on tundra. He had reservations about running his dogs in the dark and was concerned that he might become disoriented running amongst trees at night. Marcel Frisineau, a French-Canadian, is running right in front of Telpin. According to the official rules, the first and last team must run within 60 hours of each other. But Thomas says officials decided to allow the two to continue the race, unsupported from Dawson City.